from this perspective, a negative emotion, a negative feeling is something that we, in some capacity, in some way, have aversion to. In brief, we don't want to feel this, we don't want to experience this. And so we avoid experiencing this by suppressing or by pushing away, or perhaps by acting out. For many of this, these may be feeling states such as anger, fear, sadness, etc. So what does it mean in the context of compassion? I would like to, in this practice, explore negative emotions from two perspectives involving compassion. One would be to view, to experience the quote-unquote negative emotion from the perspective of compassion. And two, I would like to address the negative emotion as a tool for enhancing compassion, both for ourselves and for others. So let's first begin by getting grounded in our breathing, calming our minds and bodies. So get in a posture that is comfortable for you. If at all possible, maintain a straight back. Allow your muscles to be loose. Consciously drop your attention into the body and become aware of your body and your posture. Scan the body for any places of tension and allow those places of tension to relax and release. Beginning perhaps with the muscles in the face, the forehead, around the eyes, and the jaw, release and relax. Shoulders and neck, and down through the entire body. And now, in the context of this place of relaxation, but also with the spirit of awareness and cognizance, bring your attention to the breathing. And allow your mind to focus on the sensations of the breathing. Be aware of these sensations as you inhale, and then as you exhale. And as your attention rests on the breathing, also maintain a quality of openness, spaciousness, and gentleness. Find a sweet spot, a balance, a place of balance. And then ride this as you observe the breathing. And now bring to mind, by imagining or remembering, a situation in which you were totally accepted by another person. Where you were really held in a container of love, compassion. Maybe a situation where the experience was, I can truly be myself. Maybe an experience of really being listened to, really being heard. Perhaps a sense that this individual really has my best interest in mind, 100% with no agenda, no strings attached. And if nothing comes to mind, imagine what that would be like. And just breathe this in. This feeling of totally being loved and valued. Total acceptance. And allow this feeling to permeate your entire body and mind. Now bring this perspective of openness and acceptance and compassion to your own breathing. So now as you breathe in and out, you're doing so with this an awareness. And the spaciousness of a presence of compassion. And now bring to mind, while maintaining this sense of compassion and spaciousness, bring to mind something that may be difficult for you in your life right now. And just breathe into this. And get a sense for the emotion that's there, the raw emotion. And just sit with that. No evaluation, no judgment, just be with it. This raw emotion might have a sense of energy to it. If it's too much, put it off to the periphery of your awareness and just observe the edges, but try to maintain it. Below the storylines and the hopes and expectations, what's there? get enough distance where you're comfortable here. Just observing this emotional state. And do this from the container of compassion, openness, acceptance. This emotion is not you. It's just simply one aspect of your experience. And recognize that we don't have to be overwhelmed by the emotion, and we don't have to avoid it. We can let it be and find a safe distance. Just observe it. And just consider that perhaps when we avoid emotions, which is natural, because in some ways some of these emotions go against our hopes and expectations, and we don't want to feel them. But just consider that the possibility, at least, that when we avoid them, they're not going away, but yet in some ways they get buried and are causing us suffering in some way. So consider that this is an act of resilience, of self-compassion. The ability to be with our own experiences. So generate a sense of compassion for yourself. And give yourself a message of compassion. Reciting in your mind if it feels comfortable to you. May I be free from suffering. May I know happiness and peace and joy. Now bring your mind to the recognition that this type of negative, quote-unquote, feeling or emotional experience that you have is in no way an isolated experience. We often build walls around our experiences and interpret them as uniquely mine. But recognize this experience as a human experience and think of countless others right now at this moment who are experiencing the same or a similar type of emotional experience. And just breathe in this sense of interconnectedness that exists between you and countless others right now on an emotional level. As you breathe in an awareness of this suffering that exists among you and countless others. And then as you breathe out compassion and love and send it to each of you. Breathe in awareness and confidence. Breathe out compassion and love and goodness. Breathe in awareness of suffering and confidence in your own resilience. And breathe out an offering of goodness and love to yourself and countless others. As you breathe in and out, you may want to recite as you breathe in, "May we all be free of suffering." And as you breathe out, "May we all have happiness." May each of us be free of this suffering. May each of us have happiness. And imagine that this practice is actually alleviating suffering and increasing happiness in yourself and in others. Helping others to feel less isolated, perhaps. Helping them to feel more connected, perhaps. And let your confidence grow. Confidence in your ability to be with difficulty. Confidence in the belief of a common connection that binds us to others. And confidence in a natural goodness in our hearts. May each of us be free of this suffering. May each of us have happiness and joy. And just imagine what the world would be like if each of us just took these phrases to heart and acted from there, and then discussed our differences from that place. May each of us be free from suffering. May each of us have happiness and peace and joy. Now return your attention to your breathing. Be aware of how you're feeling as you breathe in and out. And as we bring this meditation to a close, develop an intention for how to carry the spirit of compassion for yourself and connection with others out into the world, to your world. And I'll end with a short dedication. May any benefits of this short practice contribute to the well-being of us all. Peace.